And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
All right. I'm just gonna play us in a little bit.
When are you gonna tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Whatever makes it less hand cramping. If I do like a lot of bar chords, it's like in cramps.
Hold. Yeah. I have the thing for you.
Oh,
I did. Hold on a second.
A leave? That's what I'd take before every gig, actually.
Hey. That was good. Hey, this is John. This is Home From Here. I'm with the Jimmy Lee Duo 0.5. All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, cool, because that's Jimmy Lee, by the way. Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad.
All right, good. On this Saturday, so I'm going to put the show up tomorrow. This Saturday, Jimmy Lee is the first of 6 headline acts at the Jimmy Lee Duo. Is the first of, right?
Yes.
Is the first of 6 acts at the James's Warriors Music Festival. I'm hosting it, and it benefits James's Warrior. There's food trucks, there's henna tattoo, there's raffles. James's Warriors is an organization dedicated to suicide prevention, suicide awareness, and removing the stigma of mental health. They do that through presentations in schools and other facilities. It's a fantastic charity. It'll be a fun day.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a chair. You're leaving after your set, right?
I'm going to try to stick around.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because my wife has to stick around anyway. She's on the board.
Oh, cool.
Helping out. So.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Who's your wife?
Stacy Lee.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Tell your wife, by the way. Well, I guess technically I'm on the board now too, but I'm not a powerful member of the board. Tell you what, you're doing an hour 15, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you do the math, you're doing an hour 15. I'm doing an hour 45 because I got to do 15 minutes in between each of you guys. And I didn't make the T-shirt. How wrong is that?
Wow, you're not even on there?
Didn't make the T-shirt.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, man. Next one. So do that. And also on August 24th, the Lifted Project, some of the original choir is performing at the Hope Rocks Music Festival. That's in Saugerties. Hope Rocks is also dedicated to suicide prevention, addiction recovery, and removing the stigma from mental health, which is a theme around here. And it'll be some of the original choir. And we're doing a panel discussion for half an hour first. I don't know what that is, but it sounds important. And we're doing a panel discussion, then we're doing a half hour on the main stage just to run through the song a couple times and then record a performance with the audience. So songs won't be broken. If you want to check that out on Spotify or anywhere else, you can. Lifted Project is liftedproject.org if you want to check that out. Our 4 nonprofit partners for the year. We're only about halfway through the year, so you can support them if you'd like. And now I'm going to shut up and let Jimmy talk. How you doing?
Not bad.
Yeah?
It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming in very much.
Oh, no problem.
And
the day off of work.
Oh, nice. And thank you, by the way, for being like perfect to work with. Because I try not to talk very much to people before they come on the show. Because I wind up doing the show with them before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'll ask you questions, you answer. And then when we do it on the show, it sounds scripted. I try to like be like hands off. And some people get it and some people don't get it. and you're one of the ones who got it. So thank you. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Where are you from?
Oh, originally from Queens.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised Queens, New York.
What got you up here?
Uh, less crowded.
Oh, really? And more trees.
Yeah, more trees. Yeah, yeah.
How long you been up here?
Since 96.
Oh, all right. So you're established.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you? You came up as a kid?
No, I came up, I think it was like 29 or so, somewhere around there, yeah. Now I'm like 57-ish.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I don't like to say my age.
I'm going to be 61 in 2 weeks.
Oh.
God damn. I don't even know what 61 is. That's just scary, man. I don't like it. I don't like it when you're older than a speed limit. That's not cool anymore. So,
yeah.
It bothers
me. I hear
me.
That.
You play Breedlove.
Yes.
Why? I'm not saying good, bad, or otherwise. I'm just asking why.
Well, I had a Taylor. Well, I still have the Taylor, but it was a low-grade Taylor. It wasn't one of the... And then I saved up money from gigs and saved a bunch of money. Then I went to Alto.
There you go.
And I was looking at the Taylors and the Guilds, and then I picked up this one, and I just liked it.
And... Yeah. What about it do you like? I guitar geek out for 2 seconds. What about it do you like?
Well, first of all, I like the way it looks.
Mm.
The Oregon spruce.
That's sweet, yeah.
Yeah, and then I like the sound of it.
All right, cool. You want to start by playing something, and then I'll ask you a bunch of embarrassing questions?
Oh, boy.
Or do you want me to ask the embarrassing questions first?
I guess I could start with playing something.
Sweet, what do you want to do?
I could start with the chronologically first song I ever wrote.
Yeah.
Which is, let me just have a sip of water.
Do your thing, man. All right, I'm going to ask you some songwriter questions before you get going.
Okay.
What's your writing process?
Usually I'll come up with, I haven't written much lately because I've been so damn busy. But
is that good?
Well, good financially.
Okay, good. Well, finances count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but...
Right. Right.
But I usually come up with, a chord sequence myself. Like this one and this next song, I didn't realize it's in, dozens of songs. It's so popular. But when I came up with it, I was like, wow, this sounds good together. And I said, this song has that, this song has that, this song has it. But I guess, by now everything's done before.
About to say. Yeah. You can say that about every chord sequence.
Yeah.
That's so funny you say that, because I did... You know about the Lifted Project?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I wrote that. I wrote that song, right? And these are the chords. And I didn't know what they were. It's basically like a three chord song, and I didn't know what they were.
It's like a landslide.
It's close to landslide. Here's what it is, though. It's slow down, you move too fast. Shannon is gone, I heard she's drifted out to sea. It's a part of Sweet Melissa. So, and I didn't even know what the chords were, so like I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
So I had to call, I have a buddy named Rich Dashnaw, who like knows everything about music. So he's like, well, you're playing that. So, but I guess my point is it's almost impossible to write something without doing something that hasn't gone before you. Are you hot in here? Is it hot in here?
A little bit.
All right, hold on.
Oh, we have climate control. Nice.
Yeah. It is hot in here, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so music comes first for you?
Yeah.
And then words.
Yeah.
Are you disciplined about writing, or do you like sit down and say, okay, from 3 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to write, or is it you wait for inspiration?
Wait for inspiration. Yeah.
Are you a muse guy? Do you think the muse is real?
The muse?
Yeah, like a spirit that comes to you and just gives you a song or gives you if you show up for it.
No, not really.
No?
No.
Oh, see, I am. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever written anything and then gone back to it and said, no way I could have written that?
Mm.
I think that's a muse. I think that's
my stupid idea is that songs are given to me, kind of. And I have a role to play, too. I have to fine-tune it, and I have to wordsmith it, and blah, blah, blah. But I kind of feel like...
Yeah, inspiration.
Right. Because then, like, I've written some stuff, and I'm like, John's not that smart. That came from somebody else. What's your song?
Well, anything I do is very simple because, you know, I'm more of a singer than a guitar player.
Oh, okay. Well, you play well. I heard you playing.
Well, not bad. But this one is about infidelity, actually.
Oh, okay. Is it personal?
Well, no, not a true story.
On
my part.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You're in standard tuning?
Yes.
I went down this rabbit hole about tuning lately. Do you know you Goo Goo Dolls fan?
Yeah.
You know about him and the tuning?
Yeah, I tried to play a couple of his songs, and it was all crazy tuning, and I didn't want to be bothered.
He can't play chords with three fingers, so every song has its own guitar, and it's all tuned so that he can make the chords with one or two fingers.
Wow.
And so, like, if you're interviewing him and you say, and he just plays Black Balloon, and then you say, "Can you play Iris?" He will say back to you, "I don't have the Iris guitar." Oh. Like, he can't. Like he can't do it. Which ones did you try to learn to play?
Like Black Balloon, I actually did for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one I did for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then Iris, I was going to try to do that. Then it's like too much weird chords. And then I just...
Iris, yeah. Iris is hard, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I would love to sing that. But.
You'd love to sing Iris?
Yeah.
I have a tab. I'll send it to you. I have a tab for it that like dumbs down some of that craziness.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can. It's cheating, but it's not cheating because he's cheating.
Well, I always cheat.
There you go. Fair enough. And now the song about infidelity.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You can't get better than "I always cheat" and then say.
Well, this is called Reconcile.
not be long.
You're good, man. That's nice.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Why is that chronological order?
Oh, just because I started with the first one I ever wrote.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah.
Really? How old is that song?
Probably only like 25 years maybe, because I only started like singing in like at like 39 years old.
Right.
Because I took some lessons, guitar lessons when I was a teenager, and I had zero discipline, and I didn't stick with it.
Right.
And then I started taking some lessons, then I went to voice lessons, and I started singing with a band when I was like 39, 40 years old.
What moved you to do that? Like 39, it's...
well,
it wasn't to get chicks in high school.
Yeah, no. Yeah, just... I went to some karaoke's and everybody's saying, wow, you could really sing. You should be with a band, you know. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
My father was a big, you know, into singing himself.
Did he play too? Or?
He fiddled around with the piano a little bit.
Right.
Mostly he was just a singer, not just a singer. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I know what you mean.
But yeah, it's really old school. He was born in 1932, so he was a big Al Jolson fan, the world's greatest entertainer.
Yeah, yeah, man. until Sinatra.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in kind of a Sinatra rabbit hole now, too. And I have no idea why. But I have a great Sinatra story now.
Really?
Yeah. So Sinatra's about to sign. This is a really cool story. If you didn't like Sinatra before, you'll like him now. He's about to sign at the time was the world's largest entertainment contract. It was a residency at the Sands out in Las Vegas. Mm. And it was for him and the Rat Pack, right?
Yeah.
So they get as far as the table, and it's him, you know, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, they're at the table and they're looking at the contract, and Sinatra's reading the contract, and there's no Sammy Davis in it. And Sinatra flips the contract over upside down, stands up and says, "No Sammy Davis, no Frank Sinatra," and walked out.
Wow.
How cool is that? To the biggest entertainment contract in history, right, for the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty stand-up.
Then he was a stand-up guy.
Yeah, man. you're married, yeah?
Yes.
Kids?
Oh, one daughter.
How old?
He's 24 now.
Guide me. Mine is 16 and a half and starting to look at schools and starting to drive. And it's
not easy.
Oh, man. Did your daughter go to school, go to college?
Yeah, she's actually still going. She just got a bachelor's, but she didn't go away. She commuted down to Westchester. And
where'd she go?
Mercy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I used to live by Mercy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's going for a master's in OT.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. My daughter, of course, wants to go to North Carolina.
Mm.
And I'm like, you've never been to North Carolina. It's where I want to go. I just want to get, because I live in Westchester.
Yeah.
Which I don't. I love parts of Westchester. I really don't like the part that I live in. And so, So she wants to get away, and all I do, like all day long, is bitch about how I want to move up back up here, because I'm from Rhinebeck.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, all I do all day long is bitch about, and the minute this show started to be a thing, I was like, if I can have a thing and work upstate, eventually my family's gonna have to follow me. So it's kind of working actually, but But all I do is bitch all day about how I, you know, I just want to live upstate. I just want to live. And I know we're not upstate, but live in the Hudson Valley. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Right. So the other day, my daughter and I go out because she's also learning how to drive.
That's scary.
Oh, it's past scary, man, because she's not good at it. and you can't teach her anything. It's so, and when you're on the road with her, Like, if something almost happens, she goes, yeah, but that was his fault. I'm like, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. The idea is to avoid the accident and then call him an asshole later as you're driving away. But don't, right? But don't do it now. She, you can't tell her anything.
They don't listen.
Oh, my God. It's, I know. So anyway, so she wants to go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, somewhere there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to take one shot at just having this talk with her, like, because I want her to do what your daughter did. I want her to commute someplace or get someplace, at least for the first couple of years, that I can get to if something goes wrong. And it saves money. It's more safe. There's plenty of great schools. Even like the SUNY system is really good. Plenty of great schools. You absolutely could do that.
New Paltz or something.
Yeah, SUNY New Paltz would be awesome. I pitched it, man. I actually did a show there and brought her to see it while I did the show, because I was like, you know, and she was into it until somebody got in her ear and said, now you got to go to North Carolina. This is her calling me while I'm at work. Ready? I'm not joking. Hold on. Bro.
Hello.
You're on the show, bro.
Oh. Hi.
Everything good?
Yeah, I was saying good morning.
Good morning. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. I was just telling the story about me not being able to talk you out of going to college down south.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Can I call you when we're done?
Yeah.
All right. Everything's good?
Yeah.
All right. Love you, bro.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The ears were ringing. They have that sixth sense.
My family always calls me when I'm doing shows. And I think it's just to piss me off. But then she does say something sweet, like, no, just go and say hi. And I'm like, okay, well, how can I get mad at that? So we're driving around, and I'm like, here's my arguments for not going down south. You're a year younger than everybody in your class. You know, we don't even, like, her upbringing was kind of crazy. We didn't have like a whole bunch of opportunities to even vacation or travel. So you haven't done that yet. That's a long way from home. You know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she nailed me. She goes, I thought you would understand. I'm like, why? She goes, you don't like it here and you want to move to the Hudson Valley. How come, why am I supposed to like it here and hang around? I'm like, ugh. So she won. Yeah.
They always do.
Do they? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's just like with the wife, happy life.
Yes, but I think that's sexist.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's just that in addition to being true, it's sexist. How long are you married for?
Since 93. What is that, 31 years?
Man, 31 years.
Yeah.
How'd you meet?
In a bar.
Night, you married a chick from a bar for 31 years. That's your book right there. What's the secret?
The secret.
Did you just tell me the secret? Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I mean, the five magic words: I'm sorry and I forgive you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know you're right, and I'll tell you, I'm coming up on my 25th. Today might be my 25th.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Wait. If I forget my 25th, I'm probably screwed, right?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't like it when you don't remember.
Yeah. This is not good. Hold on.
Yes?
You're on the show.
Hi, show.
You're on with Jimmy Lee. Say hi to Jimmy Lee.
Hi.
Is today our 25th anniversary?
No.
When is that?
August 26th.
Thank you. Love you. Gotta go.
Oh, my gosh. Everything goes in order. My birthday, your birthday, anniversary.
Okay. Good to know. I will. But so I don't have to deal till August.
You do not have to deal. Thanks. My birthday's on Saturday. You have to deal with that.
I am. I'm doing the James's Warrior Music Festival all day Saturday with Jimmy Lee.
Oh, excellent.
So you're coming, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. I got to go back and talk to Jimmy Lee.
Bye.
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 Okay. Whew. All right. Dodge that bullet, man. But I decided that she was the one for me. early on, we're in some, like, we're dating, and we get into some argument about something. And I don't remember what the thing was. But all of a sudden, like, it's getting hot. And then all of a sudden, she stops and she goes, no, wait, you're right. I'm sorry. Like, in the middle of it.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. That's Yoda. I will marry you, Yoda. Right?
That's the one.
Right? Yeah, you can stop right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Were you there when your daughter was born?
No, actually, because she is from Russia.
Oh, fantastic. You adopted.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Was that complicated?
A bit.
I bet.
We had to make a couple of trips out there.
Whew.
It was interesting. It was good. It was before 9/11, so it made it a little easier for travel. But yeah, the last time we were there, like 10 days.
10 days.
In Moscow, and then we took the train ride down to Kursk, where she's from, and it was a very interesting train ride.
Why?
Well, you go in like a, it's like an overnight ride, and there's a sliding door.
Right.
And they give you a cork. And I'm like, what's this for? That's the lock. So you slide the door, and you put this cork in there, and it keeps from being open, so no one can come in the middle of the night and rob you or whatever.
Okay.
And then the toilet, when you go in the bathroom toilet, you flush it. It just flushes onto the tracks.
So it doesn't really flush. It just kind of opens up. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. I thought Putin had his shit together better than that. What's Moscow like? Is Moscow crazy, gorgeous, like people say? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's very crowded.
Oh, it is?
I mean, the roads are ridiculous. Like six lanes on each side. You can't even cross them. They all got underground passageways. And then you go in the underground passageway, it's a little scary down there. You know, all these buskers there. And
right. Did you play when you were over there?
No.
No? When did you start playing?
I didn't start playing until after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you saw your daughter, did you know, like, instantly? Or had it be all, did you have any choice at that point? Or when you first laid eyes on her?
Not really. They kind of matched us with her.
Oh, okay.
She was, you know, like, when we first saw her, she was 9 months, and we went back, and when we took her home, she was 11 months old.
Was that hard to leave her at nine months?
Very tiny. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first trip was rough.
Yeah, you know, I bet.
And you're holding her,
and then
you give her back this little, you know, dingy orphanage. But they did the best they could.
Right.
They cared, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You want that, I mean, at least. Holy cow. And did she speak Russian at all? Did she?
No.
No.
No, she didn't speak any, you know, she was too young then. But
right. But I mean, like, afterwards, did she, like?
Yeah, she tried to, she took some Russian lessons for a couple of years, and then she didn't onto it.
Isn't Russia, like, fucking hard to learn?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you try to learn it at all?
No.
My understanding is it's a nightmare. Of a language to learn.
Yeah, Spanish is easier.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I took, this is how old I am. I took Latin in high school.
Wow.
And in Rhinebeck. But it was great because, like, if you take Latin, any Romance language, like French, Spanish, Italian, whatever, you can, obviously not fluent, but I can kind of, just from Latin, get the gist of what you're talking about. So, so I'm glad that I studied a language no one has spoken for hundreds of years.
Well, I've been doing this Duolingo app for 3 years, and when they speak, I still can't understand them.
Man, that's wild. Do you So how often do you play out?
Sometimes like once a month. You know, sometimes it's even once every 2 months. So, you know, it's sporadic. I don't play a lot. You know, just
is that by design or?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, a couple of reasons.
Because the bunny insults you and you figure it's cheaper to stay home? I have a rant about what musicians get paid.
I've heard that on one of your shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's insanity.
I actually lose money when I have a gig because, you know, I got to not go to work during the week. We do a rehearsal. Then I don't work on Saturday because then I got to work getting. Go to the gig, And so I lose, you know,
right,
hundreds of dollars, and then I get, you know, make it a, make $100 or $200.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Do you have any fixes for that?
No. Private parties pay more. I did a good one the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Saturday night, we played at a Jewish camp.
Uh-huh.
In Hopewell Junction. And then we played, like, we couldn't start till after 9:30, after the Sabbath.
Oh, that makes sense, right.
And then we only played for like an hour and a half, and I got more than I get at a bar.
That's...
But they loved us.
That's so fantastic.
So we got to do this every year, I said. Wow.
Okay.
And we just did our stuff. He said, no, you don't have to play any Jewish songs or anything. And then, but then some lady came up, oh, you know any Jewish songs? I was like, no, sorry. Maybe for next time.
Right, right, right. What is even a Jewish song?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, give me one for when I come back. You had the right answer. Give me one for when I come back. I play out about the same as you. Yeah. And it's because of the month. I don't understand it.
Mm.
And I also don't understand, and I listen, if you want to fast forward for 45 seconds, go ahead. Hudson Valley, dense with really good musicians, right? Like,
yeah,
dense with it. This is not like other places. I've been other places. I went to school in Iowa. I toured the country and played in, I want to say, 48 states. The Hudson Valley is weird, man. There's like, everybody's a great musician.
Mm.
At you know, per cap, not everybody, but the musicians here are really talented. I don't understand why some agent doesn't just come up, put a fucking office in, pick the town, I don't give a shit, pick the town, and just spend 100 days signing people up here and then representing them for playing out. You could sign 100, maybe 100's high. You could sign 50 really good acts just in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
And just represent them and make a living. I don't get why somebody doesn't do that. What am I missing?
I don't know. I know DJs get more than musicians.
Doesn't that make it crazy?
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
When you play, how much of what you do is performative versus playing the music? Like, because people say I go to see a band, right? Or I go to see Jimmy Lee. They don't say I go to hear. So, yeah. And this is the conversation we were having before the show, which is why I don't do the show before the show. The idea that, like, if you're one guy with a guitar and you're being watched, you kind of feel compelled to do something.
Yeah.
Right? Because after a while, what percentage of you is the do something versus just doing the music?
Oh, maybe 30%. I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I try to be expressive. You know, I'm trying to memorize. I memorize everything, so I'm not looking at an iPad, and I just, you know, look people in the eyes and try to make some eye contact. And
you ever forget the words?
Once in a while, yes.
What do you do?
Sometimes I'll stumble a little bit, but as long as I get right back on the track,
right,
it's like falling off a train track. You know, once I get right back on, you know, people usually don't notice.
Right, right, right. Or the other answer is just play originals.
Yeah.
Because then, all right, I'll stop the rants in a second. Original music up here, again, dense with really good original music.
Yeah.
No venue for it.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
Like, I'm this close. I'm like 83% of the convinced to open up a club that's just for original music.
That would be great.
And yeah, and you know, have it be a bar, no food, just a bar, and it's just original music. Because I gotta believe. Like, I understand if you're and only be open like Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I have to believe that there's enough of a following up here that you could, and I'm not looking to make money at it. I just want it to break even.
Mm.
So that pressure's off. Mm. As long as it just breaks even and the musicians are paid, not tipped. paid. Yeah. And, you know, and I would do it. My inspiration is kind of Joe Rogan's comedy club that he did down in Austin. Mm. Everybody that works in his comedy club, like all the everybody that works there is also an aspiring comedian.
Oh, wow.
So I would only hire aspiring musicians, and I got to be convinced that that would at least float up here.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Does your wife like your music?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, she goes to every gig.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah. It's got to keep the woman away, you know.
Oh, understood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you ever had trouble like that?
Yeah, a couple of times. I mean, I remember one time I had a button-down shirt. It actually had snaps. And then this woman came up to me and she just ripped it open.
Ooh. Ooh. What did your wife think?
Oh, so she wasn't happy.
Understood, yeah. Man.
And then like once in Wappingers, we played, and this really pretty lady came up and she sang one song. And he said, oh, can I do one more? I mean, she's a decent singer. And then she sang again, and she's right next to me, and she's got the low-cut shirt, and my wife's looking at me, you know, with the, you know, snarl on her face.
Yep, yep.
Just singing, that's all.
Right, right, right. But I had that happen. I was playing at one time, and two funny things happened at this one gig. First, this lady comes up, lady 30, pretty, says, do you do any Matchbox 20? Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And she said, can you do whatever the song was? I forget the song. And I go, yeah, I can. The song was da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
3 a.m.?
There it is. Thank you. 3 a.m. Yes, that was it. Thank you very much. I was just trying to play. I was playing in my head to get to the chorus. And so I play 3 a.m., and this woman is going wild on it, dancing, just going wild. And kind of cool. She almost climbed up on a pool table. It's kind of cool. So, and because most of my stuff is like weepy stuff. Yeah. My show's designed to make you cry, not dance. So, we finish. I start playing another song. She comes up while I'm playing the other song and says, and goes to the mic and goes, do you know any Matchbox 20? She was that drunk. And I'm like, whew. So then, and this was in my hometown. So like a bunch of people that I knew were there. And some of them who I knew could sing, I'd call up and go, hey, come do James Taylor or whatever I'm doing. Right. So then this guy comes up. He goes, that's my wife. And she can really sing. Can she do a song with you? And, you know, what am I going to say? No, I just had like four people up. Lady gets up, tone deaf.
Oh, boy.
It was brutal. Oh, it sucked so bad, man. Yeah, so I'm more cautionary now about bringing people up.
Yeah, you have to be.
Right? Oh, that was just rough, man. Is your wife a musician?
No.
No? But she likes
She likes music.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you play at home or do you practice at home or where do you play?
Yeah, I practice at home, yeah.
And is she supportive of that?
Oh, yeah.
That must be nice, too.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes she complains. Like if I have a gig coming up, she says, oh, I'm in gig mode. My own little world.
Right. What do you do different to prepare for gigs?
Well,
What are you doing for Saturday? An hour and 15 minutes is a long set.
Hmm.
What are you doing to prepare for that?
I'll just get together with my partner and we'll just go through the list. Like me, I'll go through every song like twice.
Right, right.
I just want to make sure the muscle memory is there.
Yeah. Do you get nervous?
Yes.
You do?
I have high anxiety, yes.
So what do you do to manage that?
Deep breaths, CBD maybe.
Does that help? The deep breaths. The CBD, I know, does help.
Yeah. I guess.
Speaking of CBD, you want to hear the worst parenting story ever?
Uh-oh.
And it happened this week, last week. So I didn't smoke marijuana much. I didn't ever until I was like 42. And Trish and I are we're going to start trying to have a kid. So we're both like, this isn't the parenting story. This is another bad story. So we're both like, we have to try pot once just so we can tell the kid, you know, we tried it. This is what it is. Wait till your brain's developed, blah, 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 right? So I got a buddy. He's a chef. So, and he smokes daily. Mm. So I'm like, hey, I want to try weed with Trish. And I smoked a pipe, like a regular pipe.
Oh, okay.
So he goes, all right, you have a pipe? I'm like, yeah. So he goes, okay. When you go home, open your back door, because I had a screen door and then a back door, and look down. So go home, open the back door, look down, and there's a bag there. And I'm like, great. So when you smoke a pipe, you pack it, smoke it, and you can go through, in the course of an evening, like in the course of 3 or 4 hours, you can go through like a whole bag, one of those bags of tobacco that they sell. You can go through that. Nobody fucking told me that it's not the same with pot. So Trish and I smoked a whole bag.
Wow.
That was on a Saturday night. Lost all day Sunday. All day. Like, I remember it being like Sunday at like 7 p.m. and finally like waking up going, somebody's got to take the dog out. Like, we were on the floor dead. So next day I go to my buddy and I'm like, what was in that? You killed me for like a day and a half. And he's like, well, how much did you smoke? And I'm like, the whole thing. He's like, no, bro, that's like a month of pot I gave you. So after that, never smoked pot. Hmm. Decided last week to try it again. So kid's like 16.
It's legal now.
Kid's 16 and a half now. Like, I don't have to be alert at night. I can, you know. So it's time. So this time, now I've learned. So get a bong. Pipe, get a little pipe, not a bong, get a pipe, and go to a licensed dispensary, the whole nine. I'm prepped, I'm ready. I know how much to do. They tell me, right? So I go out on a back porch, gorgeous night, light up, and just staring. Where I live, it's like woods, and you can kind of see some stars once in a while, and blah, blah, blah. And I chill, like, right out to the point where I'm like, oh, man, this is great. I actually want to go to bed. So, get up, go to bed. Next day, my daughter says, I'm going to go tan out back. I'm like, okay, tan. About 5 minutes later, I hear on my door, open up, it's my daughter. She's standing there with my pipe going, Dad, I think you left something on the porch last night. That's bad parenting. Am I right?
Well, she's old enough.
Yeah, right? I hope so.
It's legal now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't smoke that.
No?
Paranoia like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of paranoia? Like, just, like, what goes in your head? Just.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a scared feeling.
Really?
I guess because I'm maybe like that naturally, and it just amplifies it.
Right. Same with Trish, my wife. Like, so she had head and neck cancer, and so they gave her one of the things. Was medical marijuana. So because she had it bad, like it was bad, and so they said medical marijuana. Now she's suffering. They cut her head almost off, like from the back of her ear all the way down and across her throat. They take out 15 lymph nodes.
Wow.
She take an inch and a half tumor out of her cheek. They take part of her thigh and put it in her cheek to replace the part that they had to take out.
Wow.
Then she does 3 months of chemo and radiation. And the radiation is they make a mask for your face, like a Hannibal Lecter mask, but custom to your face. You get strapped down on a table, and every day they burn your face off with lasers. So much so that when she's asleep and she wakes up, there's ash on the pillow. Like, they're burning her face off. So she's in agony, can't talk, like her mouth doesn't work, can't talk, can't really eat except through a straw, in pain all the time. And then you get the nausea, and you can't throw up because if you throw up, like your mouth is a shit show, so you can't throw up, right? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, we're trying this medical marijuana thing. So I think it was a gummy. So they give her a gummy, and, or I went and got a gummy, and she got it down. Now imagine you're suffering this much already. Then she starts having panic attack because she's like you, like it makes her paranoid and doesn't level out. And I'm like, oh, now I'm torturing the tortured. Yeah, that was bad. That was rough, man.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, man.
It's not for me.
No? Do you drink?
Occasionally.
Yeah?
Not like I used to, but...
Nobody drinks like they used to.
Okay, like I used to do a shot like before a gig, you know, to calm the nerves.
Calm the nerves, yeah.
But no, I don't even. I found if I don't drink at all, I make less mistakes.
Yeah.
Even if it's only a tiny bit, you know.
Right, right, right.
So I don't do that anymore. But.
Yeah, I don't drink at gigs either because I'm with you. Like, like you just want to be like precise and
I want to be top of my game.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me if you think this is true too. So when you're playing out like that, half the show is what you're doing in between songs, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't want to lose people. So I actually do. You? I actually work kind of hard on the space in between songs and what I'm gonna. Say
I should because I listened back like I recorded it and I said I gotta work on that because sometimes it's you know a little too much gap between the guitar or whatever
right
drinking water
yeah so I'm like religious about that so but it's and I make it harder because I have songs I know I'm gonna play that night but I don't play them in that order. What do you do for set list? What do you do? You have an order?
Usually we start doing an order. Then towards the end, we may mix it up. Because they also have a perhaps list at the end.
Oh, there is a perhaps. Brown Eyed Girl is on your perhaps list.
Yeah, because it's kind of played out.
But, amen.
But sometimes, you know, people are drunk and they ask for it. So.
I want to get T-shirts made that say on the front is the Home From Here logo. And on the back it says, no brown-eyed girl.
Yeah. Brown-eyed girl, wagon wheel.
Yeah. Beautiful. And so sometimes you'll just cherry-pick some of those if it fits.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's kind of what I do. Like, I know the songs I'm going to play so that I've practiced them. And how many songs do you know, do you think?
I'd say, I mean, maybe 50, I would say.
Yeah, right? So like and a set is, what, 20?
Yeah, 20 to, no, well.
A little more?
They just do 3 hours, so.
Yeah. 3 hours is big, bro.
Yeah, it's just like 35 songs sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
So 35 songs, you play them twice, you're talking about hours and hours. Yeah. So I want to make sure I'm good at my 35.
Yeah.
But I don't, like I kind of want to be able to also read the room. Mm. And if a fast song took off and everybody's like, do that again, I want to be able to do it. Yeah. But you is it hard because you play with people?
Yeah.
So is it harder for you to do that, to change the order or?
No, I usually like we start in the order, and when we get towards the end, I usually just let my partner pick.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's harder on you.
Yeah, and I just let him pick because whatever, because I'm just very. Open.
How long you guys been playing together?
Now, I would say at least 7 years.
How'd you meet?
Well, after I was with this band for a while. Actually, I was with two bands, and then I was with one. And I left them, and I wanted to start an acoustic thing. And I started playing with this guy from Connecticut, and he was a really good guitar player. But then we, had a falling out. But sometimes this chick with the violin would play with us, and she was really good, and people liked the violin.
Oh, yeah.
They probably also like looking at her, but
anyway. Whatever. They like. You can just stop it, and people like, so, yeah.
But then, when we broke up, I just put an ad in for a violin player. I said, I want to continue that, because not everybody does that.
Right.
You know, everybody has two guitars or whatever.
Right, right.
I like the different sound of it, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's also fun to watch.
Yeah,
right.
And he's a lot of fun. I mean, he's got a big pedal board like this. So you think he's playing Madison Square Garden?
Oh wow!
and he dances around. And
oh, that's fantastic.
He's fun. That's why I wanted him to come. Because all right. He's fun.
Next time he's off, come back.
He's more fun than me.
No, you're fun. You're fine. You want to do another one?
All right.
What are you in the mood for? Original? Cover?
I guess I could do another original.
Beautiful. Well, what's the name of this one?
This one is You're Still Here.
Wait, is that with amazement or?
No, it's actually about a relationship. My sister-in-law helped. Actually, she wrote the lyrics and then I put music to it.
Oh, beautiful.
And she wrote it about my marriage with my wife.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet, man.
Yeah, it's about being together a long time. And
which you are?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, are you 31 years, you said, right?
Yes.
Have you reached that point where you're kind of like, no matter what happens, I got to finish this out. Like, I got 31 years in. What am I going to, like, if bombshell 25-year-old model comes up to you and says, Jimmy Lee, it's you and me. Are you at that point where you'd be like, yeah, but I got 31 years over here. I got to finish strong.
A lot of time invested in this.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, yeah. You get to that point, right, where you're like, you know what? Like, certainly over a fight. Like, if you have a fight, you're like, and then you're like, oh, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Beautiful.
And say, I'm sorry and I forgive you.
Ah, the keys. Beautiful, man.
That was actually a priest at our wedding said that. It was really funny. He looked like Benny Hill. I don't know if you remember
Benny Hill. Yeah, Benny Hill, yeah.
So the priest looked like Benny Hill.
That's hilarious.
And that was his advice to us.
I'm sorry.
Five magic words.
I'm sorry. I forgive you.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. Beautiful. All right, play the music.
All right.
Some days I look at you, I know I got lucky. Reach out to touch your hand to make sure you're really here. You know what you're in for if you stand on solid ground. It's really a mystery how you still love me all the time. And you've been together with me for so long now. What you give to me, save my life now. Through everything we live, you're still with me somehow. You're still here, you're still here. I'm not the perfect guy. They tell me I'm messy, but you take it all in stride and love me for what's inside. I can be mean sometimes, but you show me how to be kind. It's really a mystery how you still love me all the time. And you've been together with me for so long now. What you give to me, save my life now. Through everything we live, you're still with me somehow. You're still here, you're still here. I just wanna say something before this song is through. Thank you for everything, and babe, I love you too. And you understand me, you know where I am weak. With you here beside me, I seek. You ever for the mistake. But you know what's on my mind. It's such a mystery how you still love me all the time. And you've been together with me for so long now. I need what you give to me to save my life now. You're still here, you're still here. Through everything we live, still with me somehow. You're still here, you're still here. I said, you're still here, you're still here.
Good.
Like that?
Yeah, I do like that. That's good.
Did I just hear somebody else clapping?
Fantastic, man. Thank you for coming in here and doing this.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate it, man. When your partner's ready, come back and do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you?
That'd be cool.
Awesome, man. All right.
As long as you can get off.
Yeah.
It'll work.
pick a Tuesday or a Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, man. All right. And I'll see you Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
At you're at 12:30, right?
Is it 12:15 or 12:30, something like that?
I think 12, whatever. Yeah.
should be there like an hour before, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, just to do the sound check. I mean, you get to take your time doing a sound check. Others have to kind of hustle through. I got so much material I got to figure out for that. Filling 15 minutes is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You got to tell some jokes, too?
I got some jokes.
You got jokes?
I got jokes. I got announcements. I got a song. I picked, like, a couple people who've been on the show.
Oh, yeah. I know, like,
and
Heather.
Yeah. And so, we're going to do a song do that a couple times, too, just to, eat the time up.
Cool.
How do I find out about your music? Where do I go? What do I do?
Of course, Facebook, Jimmy Lee Duo.
Okay.
And also Instagram, JL Duo HV, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mostly Facebook, though, or?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic, man. Well, thank you for coming in here and doing this.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, please. And I'm being dead serious, man. When your partner can get off, all I need is like a day's notice. Just give me a day's notice and I'll make it.
It'll be even more fun.
I'll make it happen. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to post the show tomorrow. So when you're hearing this, audience, you want Saturday to go to, I don't know how to say the name of the park.
It was Slash House.
Thank you.
Something like that.
That's what Slash House. Is that right?
Maybe.
Okay, fair enough. Slash House Park. Go to Wappinger's. Find a park. Look for Jimmy Lee. Bring a chair, sit your ass down, and you can still get tickets now on jameswarrior.org, but you can get them day of. They're just $5 more. And
All Angels Road and Myers Kona's Road.
They're beautiful. Beautiful. and what's your next gig? Do you know?
Actually, the week after.
What are you doing?
A new place. We're going to try it in Newburgh. 151 Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Yeah.
What day? Saturday?
Saturday.
What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Beautiful. All right. So if you like what you see this Saturday at noon, or 12:15 or 12:30, whenever the fuck it is, go to the Saturday after. And
be mostly covers, because that's what people like.
Right, right.
We throw in sometimes a couple of originals, but mostly covers.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. And that's it, man. Thank you. Thank you again for doing this.
Oh, no problem.
And I'm John, and that was Home From Here.
And I'm Jim.
And yes, and he's Jimmy. Thanks, you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
That was good, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool. Thank you.
Cool. No, my pleasure.
I wish you could have played it together more, but
next time.
Yeah.
Like if you know what you want to do.
The time went fast.
It does, yeah. Well, you know why? Because you're not nervous. Nervous people at the time.
Well, it doesn't show?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
Were you? Oh, you didn't see it.